Good morning, everyone. This is Saturday morning, January the 12th, 2019. Yesterday morning, I was listening to a devotion by Charles Spurgeon. It's called Morning and Evening, and it's been in print form for several years, but now someone's reading that, and someone can use that as a daily devotion also. But in his devotion yesterday, he was discussing this passage, which is Luke 22:32, and he's talking about Jesus' prayer for Simon Peter. It says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." So I was listening to that devotion. I thought about that passage. Think about what it must have been like for Peter to hear the words from Jesus, "But I have prayed for thee." To think that the Lord had prayed for him on purpose and with a purpose. That must have been a comforting thought for Peter. Think of the specificity of the prayer of Jesus. He prayed that your faith fail not. The prayers of Christ are impactful. On another podcast I was listening to, it made mention of the fact that Jesus was known to have separated himself from the multitudes, finding a place of solitude where he entered into prayer with his Father. The prayers of Christ were intentional. All of these discussions on prayer caused me to think about my prayer life. On one of the early podcasts, you'll know that I mentioned to you about sending me prayer requests. I discussed praying for those things which might be important to you. I haven't mentioned that lately, but I'm thinking about making the Saturday podcast a podcast about prayer. If you have specific prayer requests, I would be glad to pray for you concerning them. I just need to know what they are. I would make them anonymous, but you could hear me pray for your prayer request for it specifically. You know, at church on Wednesday nights, I begin every Wednesday evening prayer service. I ask every attendee, whether they are a member or not, I ask this question: how can I pray for you? I have a notebook and a pen, and I write that down. How can I pray for you? And I write their name, and I write their specific prayer request, whether you're a member or whether you're a visitor. And you might be asking, do you have visitors on Wednesday night? Yes, we have visitors on Wednesday night. Sometimes we have more frequent visitors on Wednesday evenings than we do on Sunday mornings. So today I want you to think about how I can pray for you. Now, I don't know how I can pray for you specifically at the present, but when I pray, you think of the need, and I'll pray for that need. I also want to invite you to send your prayer requests to me. You can send them. This is my email address. I can't tell if that's coming across correctly or not, but it's bromark@foothills.net. bromark@foothills.net. You can, that's B-R-O-M-A-R-K at foothills.net. You can send those to me and I will pray for those requests. Now I know that me praying for your prayer requests is not like Jesus praying for Peter, but the prayers will be intentional and I pray will be impactful. And as I said, I want to make Saturday about prayer. So let's pray. Today, Lord, I bow my head in prayer. I am thankful that you taught us the value of prayer. You taught us to pray for others, even though they may not know that we're praying for them. Lord, you also taught us to pray, even if the person doesn't realize they need prayer. Lord, I'm thankful today that I know that prayers can be impactful. Your word tells us the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Thank you, Lord, for your power to fulfill our request. Thank you for your concern over our situation. Lord, as I bow my head to you in prayer today, I pray for the one who's had a liver transplant. I thank you, Lord, for bringing them through the difficulties. I thank you for the skill of the surgeons and the care he is receiving. Lord, I pray that you will continue to bless his recovery. Lord, I pray his kidneys will begin to function. I pray, Lord, that you will give him strength. Lord, I also pray for those who lost a family member recently. Lord, a member of Emmanuel Baptist Church lost his wife. A friend of mine lost his father. Lord, as I'm praying to you today, I'm thankful that both of those who passed were believers. We're thankful for the testimony which they left behind. I pray, Lord, that you will comfort those who are mourning. Lord, I also pray for those who might have, others who might have lost a loved one. I pray that they will find strength and comfort through your presence. Also today, I ask that you will be with those who have prodigal children. I pray, Lord, for those young people. I pray, Lord, that you will draw them back to you. I pray that they will see that forgiveness is available. I pray that they will return. I pray for the parents who are hurting because of wayward children. I pray, Lord, for that hurting father of the prodigal child. I pray that you would give them comfort and strength. And Lord, just now, as you impressed upon my heart, Lord, it's maybe not young people who are prodigals, but maybe some older folks who are running from you. I pray for them. I pray for mercy. I pray for grace. I pray that you will draw them back to you. Lord, I pray for those that are without jobs. Give them wisdom as they search. Lord, I pray for those who are beginning their careers. Help them to find the place that you would have them to work. Lord, for those in school searching for the next step, help them to follow you to the place you have designed for them. Lord, I know that there are many who are dealing with extended illnesses. I pray that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them. For those facing surgery, I pray they know that you are with them. Lord, for those who are facing financial hardships, maybe through no fault of their own, those who are furloughed because of the government shutdown, Lord, I pray for them. Lord, I pray for our government. I pray that the men and the women who govern this great nation would govern in fear and respect of you. Lord, I know that we have not made the best decisions as a country, but I pray wisdom would prevail. I pray, God, that you would break the strongholds of Satan that are in place which are causing partisanship. I pray, God, that the wisdom which is from above would begin to rule in Washington. I pray that we all could feel your blessings because we know that you tell us in your word, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Lord, I pray for those around the world who are faithfully preaching your gospel. I pray for churches where your work is being done. I pray, God, that you would continue to bless your word, to bring your sheep into the fold, and to help churches as they faithfully serve you. Lord, I pray for those who are being martyred for the faith. I pray their faith would be strong. Lord, I pray for the families of those who are suffering because of their faith. I pray that you would be with them as you were with the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. Lord, for all of those opportunities we have to share the gospel today, whether it's by podcast, whether it's through social media, whether it's through television broadcast, just in the assembling of churches, I thank you for those opportunities, and I pray, Lord, that you will bless your word. Lord, I know that there's many other things for which I need to pray. But I pray, Lord, that in every situation, your grace would be sufficient. Lord, be with the sick. Comfort the brokenhearted. Bring peace to the lives of those whose life lacks peace. Finally, Lord, I ask those who are listening to, I ask them how I could pray for them. And I know, Lord, that I can't know at this moment how to pray for them, but Lord, they wrote it down or they thought about it, and so they have it on their heart. So, Lord, whatever it is that's on their heart, whatever that need is, I pray that you supply. And I'm thankful today, Lord, that I know that you can and I know that you will supply that need. Now, Lord, I thank you that we have access to your throne of grace. Thank you that we can find mercy and grace to help in time of need. Lord, I pray that you will bless your people. And my friends who are holding revivals this weekend, I pray for those. Be with those speakers, Lord, in Alabama and Georgia. And I thank you, Lord, for your work being done. Most importantly, I just thank you for Jesus and the eternal life that we have through him. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So that's another week of podcast. I'll see you on Monday morning. Pastor Mark Campbell saying, I pray you have a good weekend. Goodbye.